Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the believers and seekers of guidance. It's Zainab, your host on IRIB English Radio. Tune into Islamic Upbringing, the program where we unravel the secrets of raising righteous children. Our experts' wisdom draws from the Noble Quran and the revered teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Today in our studio, we have with us Brother Miqdad as a guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have been discussing with Brother Miqdad about the tips, how to instill faith in our children and how to strengthen that faith. Brother Miqdad said he'll be guiding us through 7 tips, and those were the family life should be strengthened, and we should make sure as parents we create an environment that should not disturb the emotional and psychological or physical level of our child. Then it was instilling habits. Instilling habits involved, teaching our children the wajibat and also those wajibat with manners, with leniency, not putting pressure on them, and of course with practicing ourselves, which would make our efforts more easier. And then Brother McLeod, you said creating identity and creating a stronger identity, and now you are helping us. How do parents help their children create a strong Muslim identity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we talked about really increasing confidence in being Muslim, confidence and pride in having Islam as a religion, having a way of thinking, a way of behaving, having a lifestyle that is defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. This confidence is very important. This is what we need to inculcate in our children, that when you are a Muslim, this is very important. This elevates you. This gives you a lot of respect, a lot of greatness, right? And majesty. This is very important.
Right.
One of the things that we do this as well is through talking positively about the religion, right? And showing the positive effects of religion. We don't talk enough about the positive effects of faith. What does faith give us in our life? Right? How does faith make us feel happy? Faith makes us feel more respected. Faith gives us a better lifestyle.
Right.
Faith gives us more physical strength as well as emotional strength as well as psychological strength. Faith makes us closer to human perfection. We need to talk about the positive nature of faith and the positive effects of faith. And we do this, it brings about a sense of joy, a sense of pride to be Muslim, right? When we talk about the hijab, we talk about salah, we talk about that which is within our sharia and our religion. If we talk about it in a positive way, right, and we show that if you do it, you're achieving something very good, something that gives you a lot more perfection, a lot more greatness, that brings about a pride.
Right.
It brings about a level of thankfulness. It brings about a level of pride. Now, I'm not saying when I talk about pride, I'm not saying pride in a way that now you look down upon people who don't have this religious identity. No, not at all. In our own skin, we should be very happy and proud to be Muslims.
Right.
Now, how do we deal with others, people of other faith, people of other cultures, people of other identities? Isn't it in a way of respect, in a way of tolerance, in a way of interacting in a very positive way? But this is something that's been taught, right? But what's central is that we create this confidence and this pride of being Muslim. So being creating confidence, really talking positively about our faith and the effects of our faith, the fruits of our faith, the fruits of our actions, and also about the positive traits of those who are Muslims that came before us.
Right. Well, here's the time to take a break. We'll be back in a while and discuss more about the topic.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother McDodd and we are discussing how to create a positive Muslim identity and a strong identity. Brother, you said that it's very important to be confident, to be positive, to be talking good about other faiths as well. But Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that be a source of beauty for us. Like whenever someone sees you, they should get to know, like, you know, okay, this is someone who is the Shia of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, or that's how Imams have guided us. Like, they have kind of taught us to create a strong identity. But do you think sometimes when we fare as parents, or even our teens, fare to show their identities because of the lack of faith or the lack of religious knowledge they have?
So as parents, definitely, if we lack in our understanding, if we lack in our own faith, then we won't be able to pass on this identity. Identity needs to be inculcated in ourselves first. We as Muslims, as parents, we need to feel pride of being Muslims and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have this faith in us, that we have this ideology that we believe in. And so this is important. Once we have this in ourselves, we can then pass it on, because it's not something that we just say it in words. It's actually shown in our actions. It's shown in what we like and what we don't like. So for example, one of the things that happens when you have a religious identity is that you always link back the positives to your own identity. And we don't praise things that come from other identities unless it's come back to the truth, because our faith tells us that it is linked to the truth. So right. If the truth comes from other identities, then it's fine. We take it and we praise it. For example, when it comes to self-help books, for example, right? Or things that other religions and other people and other studies have done that kind of have an opinion that they have mentioned, right? About how we can make our life better, or right, how we can kind of think in a better way. A person with a very strong identity will not be able to kind of accept that very quickly, right? We'll be like, no, wait, why should a person teaching me about how to live a better life when I have the Quran and the Hadith?
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's a very strong religious identity, that I know that the Quran is the word of Allah. I know that the Sunnah is the best way to live a life, right? If somebody else has something to say, then either it's in line with the Quran and the Hadith and I already have it, or they've kind of made it in a better way, which is I'll accept it. But they won't be bringing anything new to me, because what I have is sufficient.
Complete.
It's complete. This kind of attitude is very important.
Manifest,
because it brings about
strong,
it brings about that, shows that I have this identity. Now, don't take this wrongly. I don't mean that we don't kind of look into other religions and other opinions. No, that's all there. Islam has taught us to do this as well. But the point is how we deal with people of other faiths and other identities is that we are very respectful, very tolerant, but we don't have praise. We don't have a sense of dependency or a sense of submission. Begging or submission from right. other identity. This is very important. This is the whole discussion of wilaya right. in the whole Quran, which is inshallah for another discussion.
Right. Brother, we have the time to take a short break. We'll be back in a while. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother McThought and we are discussing how to create a strong Muslim identity, which is one of the key points that Brother is helping us to instill strong faith in our children. So, Brother McThought, you said that it's very important to have a strong religious identity and also recognize other faiths, other traits. And also not to be submissive when it comes to when they have an opinion.
When we talk about this pride of being a Muslim, right? I just want to emphasize this before I move on to other points about how to inculcate religious identity. Don't take this pride as a negative thing or this pride as something that is looked down upon. On the contrary, we have this concept of ghayra. In Islam, right? Which the Quran and the Hadith talk about. And the ghayra is usually kind of translated as zeal, but it doesn't have a good translation in English. Basically means to have a sense of protection over that which I like a lot.
Right.
Usually it's used for our property, our wealth, to have ghayra towards our wealth, which is a good, very good thing. Mainly our ghayra towards our family. So ghayra in the man towards his wife, for example, towards his daughter, where he is protective over them because he loves them. But we also have this idea of having ghayra over our religion, mm-hmm. right? Because we love our religion, we have this sense that I want to be protective of our religion.
Right.
This ghayra comes with a religious identity. Somebody who has this level of identity and is proud to be a Muslim will not allow anyone to attack his religion, will not allow anyone to look down upon his religion. And this is something we need to inculcate our children with. Individuals who don't have any ghayra towards religion would be very easily abandon the religion, right? Because they don't feel a sense of responsibility
Protection.
Or love or affection towards their religion. And therefore, if something comes up, if a different challenge, a difficult challenge comes in their way, whether it's a physical difficulty or an illness or even a doubt that comes, they'll very easily abandon the religion. And throughout history, we've seen, right? People who very easily abandon religion or abandon the Ahlul Bayt because they didn't have this ghayra in them that they wanted to defend the religion.
Right.
Those who really stood with Imam Hussein in Karbala, for example, or those people, and even today, those children and those youths who, for example, stand for justice, stand for their religion, are people who have this identity and have this ghayra within them that it is my duty and a sense of responsibility to protecting these things because I love it, because it is who I am. It makes me who I am, and therefore I'll defend myself to extremes sometimes, right? If I have to give my life for this religion, I'll give my life for this religion. This is the kind of attitude and kind of identity that we need to build in our children. Why? Come back to the main point, because this has an impact in how much faith we have.
Right.
How much understand, how much we're connecting to the higher realm and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. Thank you so much, brother, for being with us and helping us with the points how to create a strong religious identity, which in turn will strengthen the faith in our children. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Hope you will ponder on these points and apply them in your lives, and especially when it comes to Islamic upbringing of your children. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio for more exciting episodes. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find an archive of our programs there. In case you had any queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find our programs on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.